K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show, and I don't appreciate the text line now that says, that quiz was clearly rigged, why did Klein get all the easy questions? That is not what happened at all right there. I still feel like I know a lot more about pizza than most people, but regardless, it doesn't matter, because I lost, got no questions right, and you did, and we'll be giving away more of these tickets later this week if you want to join us.
In the same way.
If you're, no, not in the same way. If you're waiting to go to see MyChem at Dodger Stadium.
I can't believe Klein played us all. He doesn't know S about pizza.
All right, whatever.
Good thing I didn't invest in that stupid pizza. Why don't you read the
text from the person who's worked at a pizza place for 6 years and didn't know any of those questions either, Allie.
He just said he didn't know. All right,
relax. Just relax.
Allie's question about North Korean pizza is killing me. I have to turn you guys off so I can finish my workout.
Yeah, great. You got him to turn us off. Good work. How would you like to live forever? This person's going to give us the secret.
This looks like nothing.
That person right there is turning. This is a very exciting moment in old people's secrets because every once in a while, they turn a K-Rock birthday. 106 years young. It's time to live forever with some old people secrets.
From chicken brain to drinking rain, not getting laid, they call me the barmaid.
They call me the barmaid.
That's right. Let's live forever with sweet dibbits.
Sweet dibbits.
Time for some old people.
Alright, so let's take a listen now. If you'd like to live forever, there's been so much of a discussion lately about hacking your life and specials on Netflix, people that want to live forever, eat a handful of almonds in the morning and nothing else all day. But the old people that are actually 106, 107 years old, they know because they've done it. And are they going to give us good intel or are they going to set us up for an early grave so they get all the glory? It's time for a brand new Old People Secrets. This woman's 106.
No one has found the Fountain of Youth. But as Sean Giggy shows us, one Texas woman may have unlocked one secret to a long and happy life. You paint the town with laughter.
Ooh. Oh, that's going to be a non-secret secret. That's
you
the other
think
thing.
So already?
Well,
is
I think
that your giveaway?
Whenever they do that big setup, like may have discovered the secret. Like you, I want an old, even if they're lying to me, I like it when the old people are like whiskey and hot dogs. I just like it.
But sometimes they're trying to fish something out of a person and they just can't get it.
It looks like nothing.
The subject of our story knows a lot about painting.
Okay, yeah, I do.
But very little about the secrets to longevity.
I don't know either.
Which,
I don't know, one
is that like an
say.
Old lady AI?
Yeah.
It sounds fake. What?
Is that real person, Allie?
It's a real person, yeah. I saw the video. I saw her.
Which is shocking.
Yeah.
Because Lita Touchstone.
I feel like most of the interview goes, this is shocking. Yeah.
They just found a lot of yes.
Yeah, this is shocking.
Is 106.
I believe that. She sounds every day of it.
It's like your woman, yeah, who says yeah.
Yeah.
Your old lady, yeah.
That's all we have is the old lady just says one word. It's all we got. But it's all you need from her. She's just, it's just a yeah, I think.
Yeah.
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 That's right. She's very agreeable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's an old lady who's 106 and is about to share with us her secret so we can all live forever, too.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, no. It definitely is not.
They've already killed her vibe.
Yeah,
she was like, hey-hoo! And now she's like, ugh.
Born in Noodle, Texas, Lita grew up barrel racing. And then,
I mean, if that makes sense.
All of this sounds nonsense.
Why is this guy so upbeat, by the way?
Give me a unique story that doesn't sound fake, ChatGPT.
Well, you know, the real
she grew
news,
up in Noodle, Texas.
The real news is so depressing these days that this guy actually gets to deliver the story about the woman who grew up in Noodle who used to barrel race. I mean, at least that's like a better story than, you know, ice raids.
The next shooting,
right.
Yeah.
Lita grew up barrel racing and then fell in love with painting.
Where next can I go?
She set art aside.
Yeah.
But a few years ago, picked it up again and hasn't stopped. Her daughter, Christy Harris Spear, says Lita's love for painting keeps going and going. And going.
Oh no.
Definitely annoyed by all the painting.
Oh yeah. My God.
It's ending very
At
soon.
This point, they open a closet that is top to bottom, every shelf full of stacked paintings.
Right. And the daughter's
and they're like,
clearly,
another one. Oh,
clearly
thank
waiting
you.
For the inheritance. And she's like, still going. Still painting.
And going.
I would say altogether, she probably has 900.
She's never sold a single piece.
It's so messed up of him to point out.
Why even include that in the story? That seems like such a dig, you know? That's the thing about the news when they to cover the old people.
Starting to get frustrated.
They get frustrated because they got to set out there for a mission, get the secret, get back to the news station.
And we'll probably all she wants to talk about is her paintings.
Right.
And
Lita has never had any major health issue.
Yeah.
Which she attributes to juicing, sleeping,
Okay. Now he's starting to make some stuff up.
Now he's throwing in whatever he believes the secret is.
And painting.
Okay, so now we're going to get... He claims it's sleeping, juicing, and painting. Yeah. But I will say,
having watched this, there is something she says.
Okay, so let's go ahead and place our bets now. What will be her secret? Doesn't matter what the news guy says. What is her secret to living to 106?
I know the answer, and I still don't know the answer.
Okay. Jake, what do you believe it is?
I think it's got to be creative.
Be creative? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, noodle.
Noodle. Omar?
Yeah. I'm going to say because she was a painter, then gave it up, and then started it up again, I'm going to say she's going to say something about being determined. Determination.
Right. I think
she's confused.
I think
clearly,
she's high on the paint views.
Yeah, I think she's drinking the paint and painting with the juice is what I think's happening. So
she's
maybe
painting with the juice.
She's painting with the juice and she's drinking the paint, and maybe that's the secret. You drink enough of that paint.
You feel young all the time.
Kills off anything.
I'm all over, yeah.
Right.
A little powder and paint will make a gal what she ate.
What?
This is her secret.
That's the secret?
A little powder and paint will make a gal what she ate.
Will make a gal what she ate.
Lita creates joy.
What? That guy was clearly not listening. All right, well, there you have it. Now you can live forever, too.
Just on paint thinner.
Little powder and paint thinner. Man, that must be a lot of fumes in that room right there.
It's the worst limerick I ever heard.
It made no sense.
It really did make zero. I'm going to hear this
a
again.
A little powder and paint.
If you want to live forever, it's the very least we can do is
it
let you hear this again.
Saying. And painting.
A little powder and paint will make a gal what she ate.
What the? Lita creates joy.
All right. Clearly. She's a coke dealer. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more show and your tickets to Mike Hammond Dodger Stadium.